half of all Americans who work for private companies are employed by small businesses. And small businesses accounted for nearly two-thirds of all new hires between 1993 and 2008. So are small businesses hiring now? This week, we're going to pose that question to some business owners. And today, we're joined by George Lesmeister from Indianapolis. He's the president of LGC Associates. That's a company that provides staffing for the hospitality and food service industries. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And why don't you explain your business just a little bit, the kinds of workers that you're getting placed in jobs?
Well, LGC, we're a hospitality and food service staffing company, such as you mentioned, and the type of workers that we provide would run anywhere from cooks, banquet servers, bartenders, chefs, anybody that would operate within the front of house or back of the house within the food preparation and serving. And then we also staff for hotels in roles such as housekeeping, front desk, and the administrative functions within a hotel property.
Okay. And when you think about the last couple of years and in this recession, what's business been like for you?
Well, I think obviously the last part of 2008 and the beginning of 2009 were challenging. But what you've seen this year is our revenues year to date are running ahead of what they were for the same period in 2009. We're still slightly ticking below what we did for the same period in 2008, but that gap is starting to shrink a little bit.
What was the lowest point for your business during the recession? How bad did things get for you?
Well, I think if you look at the beginning part of 2009, that first quarter, that was really tough. You know, we had to make a lot of difficult cuts and changes, and we retracted a lot. But I think it's made us a stronger company going forward. You know, it was that first quarter of 2009 was definitely the biggest challenge that we faced.
How deep were those cuts?
We probably cut back about 50% of our internal workforce.
50, so, 50.
50, yes.
Wow, that's a lot.
It was significant cuts. It didn't come without pain. You know, we recognized maybe we had some replication of duties. Maybe we had some people that weren't producing at the levels that they were capable of. It was tough, but, you know, you have to do what you have to do to be able to go forward and be profitable, and that's we were not going to fail.
Have you been able to replace or rehire any of those folks that you laid off?
Yeah, I mean, what we've looked at is you go on a branch-by-branch basis, and we have done some hiring this year. We did some hiring at the end of fourth quarter in 2009, but we're more strategic about it. Each person that comes in should be generating X amount of revenue to support their position in the company. And I think that accountability has made everybody better.
So 50% cut in the number of workers you had in-house for LGC. What about the number for workers that you were able to place? How much down was that at the worst part of the recession?
What I can go by is the number of W-2s that we generated. For 2008, we generated about 7,200 W-2s. And for 2009, I think it was around 5,600. So there was definitely an impact in our temporary workforce as well.
Well, Mr. Lesmeister, as you look forward, how confident are you in the economy as you see it? Or are you hedging your bets a bit, thinking we're not out of this recession yet? We might be heading back down.
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic. I mean, I think like anything, you're always fearful of how new laws are going to impact your business and how it's going to affect hiring. But you try not to let that get into your thought process of what you have to accomplish on a daily basis.
You mentioned new laws. What new laws might you be concerned about?
Well, I mean, obviously there's a healthcare legislation that passed and it's going to put new requirements on employers in the coming years. And you never know how if companies are going to be skittish about adding incremental workers or how that's going to impact us down the road. You always get concerned about that. But again, like I said, we just want to stay focused on what we can control.
Mr. Lesmeister, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
That's George Lesmeister. He's the president of LGC Associates in Indianapolis.